This is Colourful.
Let's move away from that to something that I watched on TV last night. I've been looking forward to it ever since they announced the lineup for this latest season of Who Do You Think You Are? The likes of Bruce Forsyth. That was a very, very good programme. Dervla Kerwin, very good on the Irish side of things. But Hugh Quashie, who plays Rick Griffin in Holby City, I thought to myself, what are they going to uncover about this man? Okay, he's a great Shakespearean actor, a stage actor, and also a television actor. And I thought to myself, he's going back to Ghana to retrace his roots. He's born in Ghana in 1954, so 56 years old. Exactly what are they going to uncover? And I'm really pleased to say it was a really amazing program, very, very deep. And Hugh is on the line now. Good morning, Rick Griffin.
Good morning, Mr. Bonson. How are you today?
Very well indeed. I'm not going to try to speak to you in Hui or Fanti, given that we're speaking mainly to Londoners. But first of all, that programme, did they have to work hard to persuade you to do it, or did you think to yourself, I've always wanted to retrace my steps, find out more about my ancestry?
Oh, I hesitated for about a heartbeat. I mean, who wouldn't want to find out about their family history? And my brother and a cousin in the USA had been struggling to unearth some of the history. So when the BBC said, would you be prepared for us to investigate it? Of course I said yes. What happens is there's a long list of people, and I think everybody on the long list gets about 2 or 3 months research done into their background. And then the people who make the eventual shortlist have another 2 or 3 months research done. So there's a huge amount of work that goes into it, and I wish that everybody could have access to it. I mean, can you imagine what they'd unearth about my namesake, Nick Griffin?
Oh, my word. Yeah, it'd be great to find out if he was
he had Jewish ancestry or African ancestry.
Well, they found that Gary Bushell, the guy who used to write in The Sun and then The Star or whatever, and he was a bit of a thorn in the side. Yeah, I mean, they found out that he was something like 8% sub-Saharan African.
There you go.
He grinned a very, very nervous rictus grin anyway.
You, Hugh, of course, did know some bits and pieces about your background. You knew that there was Dutch ancestry somewhere. You surmised whether there was English ancestry as well. Obviously, you were born in Ghana, so they knew it was going to be quite an interesting one, I'd imagine. But what were the biggest surprises for some of the people that didn't watch the show last night that came up?
Well, I think the stuff that I knew was mainly on my maternal grandmother's side. I knew that the family name was Termoylan, and I thought they would be going down that road. Mm-hmm. I also had some hopes that they would unearth something about my father's side. But the program relies on, first of all, written documents, which can be photographed, and then you follow a paper trail. And then it also needs a story that has a conclusion, happy or not. They either want to tie it up in some way at the end, and they couldn't really do that on my father's side. So for me, the surprising thing, I guess, was that they unearthed so much about my maternal grandfather, and that the name Kameling, which is, you know, was a Dutch name, and that paper trail led to an existing family. And by the way, my new Dutch cousin, the gentleman you saw in the program,
that's
Eric,
right.
He's traced his our ancestry back to about the 12th century.
My.
Kameling apparently means chamberlain in Dutch. And so, yes, it's official. I'm descended from, minor aristocracy.
On both sides. On both sides. It's so funny, Hugh.
Apparently, there's a coat of arms. I'm thinking of getting it made and stitched onto a blazer, on a signet ring.
As well as sitting on the stall in Abbey. Abbey, yeah.
Abbey. Well, no, I wouldn't do that because the chief elect, the incumbent, the man that you saw being interviewed, and Nana Techikasi IV, also known as Eko Dadzi Coleman, who hails from Edgware.
I know, I was going to say, from Edgware.
I think that's what was so pleasing about it, you know, that people that, you know, come from the suburbs of London actually have quite a rich ancestry. You know, that we all have to come from somewhere, but when you trace the roots back, actually the roots are not simply interesting, but quite illustrious.
It was interesting you mentioned aristocracy, because, of course, you always had this thing with your mum, didn't you, that she called herself the Duchess of Abbey, but you didn't actually know that it was a village, a place that existed, and you didn't really understand why she was saying it.
No, you know, it's a bit like... you know, you remember that series, The Duchess of Duke Street? We thought of it in those terms, that it was it was kind of, I thought it was a pet name rather than a title. And of course, it wasn't really a title. We don't have dukes and duchesses in Ghana, as I'm sure you know. The fact that she suggested that there was some kind of title and some kind of heritage, if you like, that was the interesting thing. But she didn't really ever explain very much about it. Another cousin of mine, whose name is Eston, his dad used to call him the Prince of Abbey, apparently. So now we know why. And the photograph of the man in the kente cloth sitting on the stool, he was my great uncle, my mother's uncle. And that, because Ghana being a matrilineal society, the Akan people of Ghana.
This is Colourful.